Mike Newman bought himself a parcel of land about 3 miles north of Belleville about 20 years ago and thought about building himself a log cabin there to live in. Until he was standing on the vacant land one day with the fellow that he had bought it from, and that guy said,
"When you're finished building your project, you should be very happy and proud of what you've done. After all, a man's home is his castle."
Forget the log cabin. You guessed it. Mike Newman, a baker by trade, built himself a castle. No, I mean a real castle. Newman's Castle, north of Belleville.
I started building on it in 1998. I worked on it for about an eight-year period of time before I was at the point where I could move in. So I moved in probably 2006. It looks like a little bit of a medieval castle. A castle from the Middle Ages would have been built for defensive purposes. Those type of structures are not needed here in Belleville. We've got a good sheriff department.
Well, it doesn't look a little bit like a castle. It looks a lot like a castle. Got the turrets, the drawbridge, the moat. Everything.
When people come out here on a tour, I have everything open. People can go wherever they want to. I have a lot of fun with children when they come out here. I have a lot of school groups that come out here. A lot of those guys go through a time where they're studying medieval history. So this blends in well, and it just works as a comfortable place for them. Tomorrow night, I'm having a group of Boy Scouts come out here for the weekend. They're going to be come out here camping out. So they'll be running around out here probably tomorrow night with a sword in their hand and storming the castle walls. And imaginations will be going rampant, and it'll be a fun evening for those kids.
So Mike Newman's imagination built him a home.
He was originally thinking of a log cabin back here in the woods. At the time, there was a log cabin company up in Brenham. I could have gone up there easily and purchased a kit from them, having them come down here, and they could have assembled it, and I could have lived in my home here in the woods. But I wanted to be a little bit unique and different. I wanted to design my own log cabin.
But then that's when the fella he bought the land from told him that his home was his castle. And the rest of the story?
Well, somehow or another, that little word castle caused something to spin up in my brain. And that afternoon when I got home, I was... didn't have the finest little inkling of wanting to design a log cabin anymore. I was wanting to design me a castle to live in. I got carried away with it.
Well, this was back in the mid-90s, and back then, even with the internet, there wasn't a whole lot of information on how to build a castle.
I've watched a few movies, and you know, you see movies with castles in them, and you see a scene in a movie, and you lock it in your brain, and you process that, and then you say, that would work cool here. So, and I started designing it.
So don't expect Mike Newman to ever live in one of your cookie-cutter three-bedroom, two-bath homes in the city.
You know, I see people that live in those things, and, you know, I'm thankful that I live out here.
Now, if you're going through Belleville, don't be looking for Newman's Castle. You won't be able to see it. You can't see it from the road, not from Highway 36, not from Old Highway 36, not even from Mike Newman's driveway. Yeah, it is deep into the forest. What you do is you go by Newman's Bakery on East Main Street, right there at the corner of Highway 159 and Highway 36, and that's where you find out about the tours. And for more information, there is a website, of course, and it's easy, newmanscastle.com.
All right, this is the first, if not the only one still in America that's actually got a, it's completely surrounded by a moat with a functioning drawbridge, so... There are other people crazy like myself that have been built the castles by themselves over a period of time.
Newman's Castle, just north of Belleville. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.